For many of us in Missouri and across the nation, December is a month of bustling celebrations with family, friends, and the holy season. But for workers who could lose their jobs if the auto industry goes under, this holiday season is one of anxious worry. I know that in Missouri, auto workers are not the only ones worrying. Other folks have real and valid concerns about spending their tax dollars to rescue the American auto industry. I understand that and share the bailout fatigue that so many of these Missourians feel. I, too, am troubled by government intervention in the private markets. But when it became clear that more than 200,000 jobs in Missouri and millions nationwide were in jeopardy, and our economy was already struggling with a severe recession, I took a hard look at our options to see if rare government intervention would be warranted. I looked at those options presented initially by Democrats Barney Frank and Harry Reid and didn't like what I saw. They didn't include any tough provisions on the auto companies or real protections for taxpayers. I also looked at what the cost of doing nothing and letting the companies go into bankruptcy would be. In addition to the massive job loss and blow to our already struggling economy, there were other problems, too. It would set off a domino effect, bringing down those dependent upon them, the parts suppliers, the dealers, and other auto industry participants. After taking a hard look, I decided I wouldn't turn my back on Missouri workers and businesses, and I wouldn't turn my back on taxpayers. Working across the aisle, I helped craft a plan that would provide emergency loans, but also include strong taxpayer protection so that taxpayers are repaid. My proposal also included executive accountability so that failed executives would not be rewarded for poor management. In addition, the plan I co-wrote required significant financial reform so that the recipients of loans would have to demonstrate a viable plan to ensure their long-term competitiveness, health, and profitability, bringing their costs under control. Auto companies need to present a plan with real and significant cuts and restructuring measures in order to see 1 cent of taxpayer money. Right now, with a slim minority in Congress and a Republican in the White House, fiscal conservatives like me have some leverage to demand these taxpayer protection and tough requirements on the auto industry. President-elect Obama and the Democratic leadership made clear they will pass a rescue plan, whether it's this year with taxpayer protection and financial reform, or next year when they control the House, Senate, and White House. That's why I'm fighting to adopt these conservative principles now. It's critical that we in Congress act soon, but we must act responsibly. Any plan that we pass must include the principles I've fought for: taxpayer protection, financial reform, and executive accountability. We must keep American workers from getting pink slips in their stockings and keep taxpayers from getting stuck with an irresponsible tab.